Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Yankees beat the Rays 1-0, their first shutout victory of the year. They've won five in a row. They're 13-7, and they've taken the first two at their spring training home, but as the away team in the visitors' dugout at Steinbrenner Field against the Rays, they've started this road trip in style. Carlos Rodon getting the start tonight, looking to bounce back in walks. We know have been a big issue for Rodon, leading to his one bad inning problem early this season. Well, he walked the leadoff hitter tonight, Yandy Diaz, and got ahead of Junior Caminero 1-2, then left a changeup middle of the plate, and Caminero smoked a base hit to left. So two on, no out immediately. You might be thinking more of the same for Rodon, but didn't let it get to him. Struck out the side after that. Got Curtis Meade looking at a 3-2 changeup. That was a huge pitch, changed the entire complexion of the inning, and maybe by extension, his night at that. And then Christopher Morel and Danny Jansen both had no chance. They struck out swinging. Rodon wiped them out with sliders to end that inning. After the Yankees couldn't solve Drew Rasmussen, the right-hander, in the first inning, Judge had worked a one-out walk, but Bellinger banged into a 4-6-3 double play to end the inning. Well, the second inning, different story, and everything would be needed tonight with the defense and the pitching. Paul Goldschmidt, first pitch of the inning, he fought off an inside sinker, smart hitter, and floated a single to right field, so he got aboard. And even though Jazz struck out, J.C. Ascara, four-pitch walk, created a first and second opportunity. Volpe did strike out on a 97-mile-an-hour fastball, but Trent Grisham, back in the lineup. And whenever he's been in the lineup, that's good news. Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
So here's a pitch swing on a broken bat. Looper digging around second. Here comes Goldschmidt. He is rumbling home. He's going to score without a throw. Broken bat, RBI single. Trent Grisham, 1-0 Yankees here in the second. Some two-out gold right there.
And the electrifying drive of the game, which happens to be tonight, a broken bat single. But it was enough for the Yankees to win. The electrifying drive of the game, brought to you by Audi. Experience the all-new, fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer today. And talking about fighting pitches off and a broken bat single, Yankees have been scoring in a variety of ways, just as they intended to, beginning this season. Lately, that's meant situational hitting. A ton of two-out runs. 15 two-out RBIs for the Yankees just since Saturday. And they've done it multiple times. Four games over that span, and that Grisham two-out RBI single, our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune into our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game, you'll have a chance to win four Yankees tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. The Grisham two-out RBI, by the way, Yankees' first RBI ever against Rasmussen. He was up to 22 2/3 shutout innings against the Yankees for his career before that Grisham broken bat swing. 1-0 Yanks, that would be enough, but a lot happened to get there. For Rodon, same story in the second inning. Walked the leadoff hitter, this time Jonathan Aranda, but he bounced back to strike out Jose Caballero. A fastball up, he whiffed him. And with one on and one out, Rodon to Jake Mangum.
Here's the 0-2 pitch, runner at first.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Breaking ball hit to Jazz on the right side. Underhand flip to Volpe. Coming across the back. Fires the first. Got the double play. Beautiful. And nobody more appreciative than Carlos Rodon. Those guys are magic out there.
I told you the least of the defensive specialties tonight, but it did create a dazzler and start what was to come the rest of the way. Rodon, including that double play, set down six in a row from that point forward. His first 1-2-3 inning of the night came in the third inning, and starting the fourth,
Rodon ready, and here comes the first pitch of the fourth inning. Swung on and hit to the left side, grabbed by Volpe on the run, across the body, dug out by Pauly. Got it! What a play! The whole team is saluting Anthony Volpe on a fabulous play, going into the sixth hole for run, across his body, and gets the out. Wow.
On both ends, that was beautiful, and the Yankees were just one-upping themselves defensively as the night progressed. That started the fourth inning, and that inning ended after Rodon's third walk of the night. He lost Danny Jansen with two away, but tonight, Rodon, he was in enough-is-enough mode. Like, really, enough is enough. He blew away Aranda with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. In the fifth, another leadoff base runner for Tampa, this time a double, Jose Caballero into the left-field corner, but Rodon wouldn't break. He got Mangum to ground to second. Caballero raced up to third, but Taylor Walls on a grounder to Goldschmidt at first. He got Caballero in a pickle, and Goldschmidt ran across the diamond, then fed Cabrera, who chased Caballero, then threw him out as Ascara applied the tag. So Goldschmidt, yeah, you try to make as few throws as possible on a pickle play, and Goldschmidt made that happen, running across the diamond. Goldschmidt, such a smart veteran. So a huge second out. Walls to second during all that chaos, and it wasn't a chaotic rundown, but a rundown always feels chaotic. So Walls up to second, and even though Rodon, he lost a breaking ball in the next sequence to the backstop, Walls went up to third on the wild pitch, and a hot, sweaty night, it'll do that to you. 89 degrees to start the night. Rodon lost one there. Rodon against Yandy Diaz, top of the order, two out, tying run 90 feet away. Rodon hadn't broken yet, and he wasn't going to let that change.
There's a 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. What a recovery by Carlos Rodon. His seventh strikeout. He strands a tying run at third.
Strikeout after strikeout in big time spots for Carlos Rodon tonight. Strikeout stuff has been there this entire early season for Carlos Rodon. It's been the walks and the couple of pitches here and there that have changed the complexion and the line on his outings, but tonight he wasn't going to break. In the sixth inning, eighth strikeout of Junior Caminero on a slider. Then Rodon walked Curtis Meade, but got a fly ball to left field from Christopher Morel, two away, and Rodon to Danny Jansen, finish line in sight.
And another big pitch right here. Carlos Rodon on a 1-0 lead. Two out in the sixth. The 3-2 to Jansen. Breaking ball, swung on a miss. He struck him out. Carlos Rodon, a season best 9 strikeouts.
Rodon, boy, did this start have to feel great. 6 innings of 2 hit ball, 4 walks, and those season high 9 strikeouts, and about half of them felt massive, just changing innings and by extension changing the game. 1-0 Yankee lead, staying put because between Rasmussen setting down 9 in a row to finish his night, and then for Tampa, the lefty Garrett Clevenger out of the pen, inning in a third perfect. That Grisham 2-out RBI single in the second, holding up. So bottom 7, Mark Leiter Jr., first Yankee out of the bullpen, he was greeted by Jonathan Aranda.
Here's the 1-2. Swing and a high fly ball deep left, right center field. Right center field going back. Grisham going back. Can't get it. He retrieves it as it hits the wall. Digging for 3. The relay throw. It is.
Got him.
In time. They got him. That was fabulous. Anthony Volpe with a dime to Cabrera, who applied the tag.
We could apply the tag of defensive play of the game to any of these defensive masterpieces, but that one was the play of the night, and the Yankees just kept one-upping themselves. The defensive play of the game brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. Yankees between Volpe and Goldschmidt teaming up a couple of times. Goldschmidt starting that run down in the fifth, running across the diamond. That gorgeous relay to Nabaranda, looking for three in the seventh. It was just a defensive highlight reel all night. And Leiter ended up shoving through the seventh after that. Two strikeouts on his trademark splitter. And the Rays wanted to join the defensive fun. Yanks up 1-0 against Edwin Uceda in the eighth inning. Oswaldo Cabrera, the leadoff base hit. And on a Ben Rice bullet to deep right field, Jose Caballero, one of the best home run robberies we'll really ever see this season or beyond, took a two-run homer away and nearly doubled up Oswaldo Cabrera, throwing behind him back to first. Cabrera, creative, nice slide to get back to the bag. But Tampa getting involved in the defensive fun, it wouldn't really end up mattering because Fernando Cruz in the eighth, a 1-2-3, dominant, couple of strikeouts. He's up to 18 strikeouts, by the way, in 10 2/3 this season. That's why the Yankees brought him in from Cincinnati. Luke Weaver for the ninth, with Devin Williams having pitched 5 of the last 7 days. Williams has been settling in, but the Yankees always know Weaver is their setup man, biggest out to the game, or when Williams is down, he can handle the ninth inning. 1-2-3, couple of strikeouts, and Cameron Meisner off the bench, the last man standing.
The 2-2, high pop. This should do it. Here comes Judge. Jazz is back there. The wind knocked it down. Jazz makes the catch. Victory for the New York Yankees. A beauty. 1-0 here in Tampa. It's the first shutout fashioned by the Yankees this season.
Yeah, what a wonderful win. Yankees win it. 1-0, entertaining game. 1-0, a broken bat. Trent Grisham, RBI single with two out in the second inning. That was the difference in the game. The difference and some defensive plays after that to preserve this 1-0 win. Carlos Rodon, incredible bounce back in the bullpen. What else can you say lately? They have been nearly perfect, if not perfect, because we're just keeping runs off the board, and that's what you got to do as a bullpen.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.